Chapter 9. On the Road. I left Thornfield early the next morning with a small bag. I had a bit of money and some bread from the kitchen. My heart was breaking with pain, but I could not stay with Mr. Rochester while his wife was living. I began to walk. It was a beautiful morning, but I did not look at the sun or the fields around me. I walked until I was very tired, and then I lay down and began to cry. I lay there for a long time, until I heard the wheels of a carriage. Then I slowly stood up and put out my hand. "Where are you going?" I asked the driver. He said the name of a town a long way from Millcote. I gave him all my money and got inside. Then he continued on his way. 2 days passed. I left the carriage in a place called Whitcross. Whitcross was a place where four roads met. There were no houses there. The nearest town was 10 miles away. I began to walk along the road. The carriage was a mile away when I realised that my bag was still inside it. I had no clothes, no food, nothing. It was a warm evening, so I lay down on the warm grass and slept the night there. I slept the next night at the bottom of a hill. When I woke up, I knew that I was not well. I felt weak and tired. I walked for a long time along a road until I heard church bells. I followed the sound until I came to a small village and saw a shop with cakes in its window. Oh, I was so hungry. How could I pay for those cakes? I went inside and found a young woman. "Does anyone here need a servant?" I asked. But she shook her head.
"I'm sorry, I don't know," she said.
"I need work, any work," I said. "Please."
"I'm sorry, you must leave," she said.
Then she opened the door and pushed me outside. I did not know what to do. I thought about begging for money, but I walked towards people and then away from them. I could not do it. I began walking along a lane. The night came, and then morning. I found a farmer's house and begged for a bit of bread. Then I walked on. Another night came, and I saw the light of a house on a hill. I walked up towards it and looked through the window. Two young women were sitting around a table with a candle on it. The women were not beautiful, but their faces were kind. I watched a servant bring them their dinner. I went to the door and knocked on it. The servant came and opened it.
"I have no money, and I cannot walk any more," I said. "Please, can I stay here for a night?"
"No, you cannot," the woman replied. "Please go away from this door."
"Then I shall die," I said. "I believe in God. If he chooses this, then I will wait for it to happen."
Then I fainted. When I woke up, I heard a man's voice saying, "All people must die, but not like this, and not so young."
"Is that you, Mr. St. John?" asked the servant.
"Yes. Please let this woman in, Hannah," he replied. "Young woman, please get up and enter our house. Hannah, go and get my sisters." I slowly stood up and went into the bright, clean kitchen. My feet carried me straight to the fire. My whole body was shaking with cold, and I knew that my hair and clothes were wild and dirty. The two women came into the kitchen and joined their brother, Mr. St. John, and the servant.
"She looks very thin and pale," said one of the sisters. "Hannah, bring her some milk and some bread."
"What's your name?"
asked the other woman when I was eating hungrily.
"Jane Elliot,"
I lied. I learned that the sisters' names were Diana and Mary, and their house was called Moor House. But I was too tired and weak to speak more. The three of them spoke together quietly, and they decided that I could stay for a few days until I was stronger. I was in bed for 3 days and nights. Hannah came often with food and drink, and I slowly felt myself getting stronger. Diana and Mary came in once or twice a day. St. John came only once and decided that I only needed rest. There was no need for a doctor. On the fourth day, I could speak and move around. I saw my clothes, which were clean, on the back of a chair. There was a bowl full of water and a brush on a table. I washed, and I pulled the brush through my hair. Then I dressed. When I went downstairs into the kitchen, I smelled warm bread. Hannah was there and told me to sit down. She then asked me many questions that I did not want to answer. I asked her questions too.
"St. John Rivers is a clergyman in Morton, the next village," Hannah told me. "Diana and Mary are governesses. Their father died 3 weeks ago. The family had money, but their father lost it all, and now they are poor. St. John is planning to leave England soon to work as a missionary."
At that moment, St. John and his sisters arrived back from a walk and were surprised to see me out of bed. The sisters took me into a larger, more comfortable room. Diana went out and came back with a cake.
"You must eat that," she said. "Hannah says you've had nothing since breakfast."
I ate the cake and felt St. John watching me. I looked up at him. He was young, maybe 30, and tall and thin with a handsome face. His eyes were large and blue, and he had thick blonde hair.
"I will not be here for long, sir," I said.
"No," he said quietly. "When we know where your friends are, we can write to them and you can go home."
"That cannot happen, sir," I replied, "because I have no friends and no home."
The three of them watched me carefully for a moment. Then St. John said, "But you need help, don't you?"
"Yes, I need help," I replied. "St. John, you and your sisters have helped me greatly, so I will tell you a little about me. My name is not Jane Elliot, but I cannot give you my true one."
I then told them about my time at Lowood Institution and my work as a governess. "I was happy in that job," I finished, "but 4 days ago I had to leave. I cannot tell you why, but it was not because of me. Sir, I need work. Show me how to find work, and then I will go. But until then, please let me stay here. I do not want to live on the streets again."
"Of course you shall stay here," said Diana, and Mary agreed.
"My sisters want to help you," said St. John. "They think that you are a bird that has been hurt. But I prefer to find you a way to help yourself. So I will try to find you work."
I quickly became good friends with Diana and Mary. I enjoyed talking to them, and I read the same books that they read. But I did not feel as close to St. John.
He was a quiet, serious man who thought a lot. A month passed, and Mary and Diana were planning to leave Moor House to work as governesses. Hannah was going to join St. John in Morton. One morning, he came to see me and told me about a school for orphans in Morton that needed a teacher. I could start work the next week, and there was a small house next to the school that I could live in.